You're listening to Life Strategies with Monique. Get ready to be empowered and inspired.
Hey there, and thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Life Strategies with Monique. In this week's episode, we are talking with Devereaux Walton. Devereaux Walton is the owner and operator of Distinct Personal Branding. You are in for a treat. So make sure that you stay tuned and take all the notes that you can so that you can get all the strategies and tips for your life. So if you miss any notes today, make sure you look at the show notes because the show notes will give you all of her contact information. And also, if you're interested in being on my show, please be sure to contact me at www.moniquepettaway.com. Thanks for listening. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Life Strategies with Monique. I am so excited that you guys have decided to join us today. You are in for a treat. We have with us today Devereaux Walton. She is a personal branding expert, and she has her own company called Distinct Personal Branding. Devereaux, thank you for being on the show today. I'm so excited to hear the things you're going to share with our listeners today. So with that said, we're just going to go ahead and dive right in. Devereaux, go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about you and your journey and how you ended up in the industry that you are in today.
Sure. Thank you so much, Monique, for the invitation to join you and for the opportunity to speak with your listeners. I'm really excited. So I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, and I currently live in Dallas, Texas. So I do consider myself a Southern Belle. I went to college at home. I stayed home for college and went to Spelman College, which is just kind of down the street in downtown Atlanta. And I pursued a Bachelor of Arts degree in psychology. And I didn't necessarily know exactly what I wanted to do for my career when I was in college. When I was growing up, I loved fashion. I loved reading magazines. I loved watching makeover shows. And if there was ever a makeover scene in a movie, that was always my favorite part of the movie when it was the before and after, the transformation of someone's image and wardrobe. And so I told my parents I wanted to go to fashion school and either study design or merchandising or buying. And they basically told me fashion wasn't a real career, so they said I had better get a quote-unquote real job. So I went to college. I went to a liberal arts school and pursued a degree in psychology and picked up a business concentration. And my favorite class that I took in college was Principles of Marketing. So I said, okay, this is really piqued my interest. This is the direction for me. This is where I'm going. So in that class, we had a project to create a business plan for this made-up business. And so Spelman's an all-female institution, so we were sitting there. We all love puppies, and we decided to create this fictional, like, dog hotel, luxury dog hotspot. So everyone in the group had a part of the different project for the business plan, and the part that I really owned was the promotional piece for our marketing plan. And that really gave me the opportunity to explore how marketing works and all of the different elements to really successful campaigns and successful promotion. And from then on, it really just piqued my interest and I was hooked. So I went on to pursue a career in marketing full time after school. I ended up working at Google. I worked at dozens of startups and agencies and went to Washington University in St. Louis, and I earned my MBA degree. So I did my master's in business administration with a marketing concentration. And while I was in school, I had the opportunity to work with a lot of local nonprofit organizations on different projects to really just help position themselves and increase their exposure, trying to reach more clients and more of their ideal target audience. And so I graduated from business school and then went on to a couple of companies, smaller companies, in the technology field before working for IBM. And as I was working full time, I had this quote unquote real job. I had this career, I had the MBA, and I was working and I just felt like there was something missing. And what it ended up being was that ability to have my creative outlet and really have a connection to fashion, image, and style. And so I would have friends, colleagues from work or family that would reach out to me and say, hey, I've got this, you know, black tie event. I'm going to a charity gala. I have, you know, this red carpet event or whatever the case may be. There was an occasion that they had and really wanted to dress to impress and needed help to do that. So I just gave my time for free and started doing that. That evolved into a little side hustle, if you will. And I would go to work, you know, have the 9 to 5, and then on evenings and weekends, either be at the mall with clients or shopping for clients or helping them audit their closets. And that became like a little side gig for me where I was getting paid to do it on the side. And it was really, really fun. And so a lot of the women I ended up starting to work with after about 6 months or so, they had questions about, you know, their business because they either had a side hustle or they were working for themselves full time. But the entrepreneurship, being in this world of really owning your own business, it's like everyone was doing it at some capacity or another. And so they would ask for my help and my advice while we were, you know, maybe trying on outfits or while I was looking through their closet. They would ask for different tips and strategies on their branding, their website, their marketing, because they knew my background and what I did. And so that really opened my eyes because that was an opportunity to do every single thing that I loved and had a passion for. It was the image, it was the perception, it was the positioning, it was marketing, but it was also style all in this one package, personal branding. And I realized, wow, like this is something that really involves all of my skills and talents and it leverages my interest and my passion. And so I went for it. I started a personal brand consulting firm, Distinct Personal Branding. And it's funny because a lot of people misinterpret and misunderstand the meaning of a personal brand, which I really define as your sense of identity and individuality. So your identity are the characteristics that make you up as a person, and your individuality are the characteristics that distinguish you from others. And so distinct is really a word that commands power and the ability to set yourself apart from others. And what I find is that a lot of people are now pursuing entrepreneurship far more than they were maybe 5-7 years ago. And because it is becoming a very crowded, noisy, saturated marketplace, people have to do something to set themselves apart and be distinctive from their competitors. And so that's where the name came from. And it's just been a joy. It's been a really fun roller coaster ride. Everything I do, I work with clients virtually. So I'm based in Dallas, Texas, but I've helped women around the world, which is really amazing to be able to help them with their business and to find themselves personally and professionally and really set themselves up for success. So it's been a lot of fun and I've had a great ride so far.
Awesome. And that is just amazing. I love what you said about having a distinct or sense of identity and individuality, because I'm not sure that true enough, a lot of people truly understand what that means when we're talking about branding. And yours is very, very different in that when you said you talked about style and how people dress, I'm not sure if people understand how that really affects their branding, what would you say in terms of that? Because I know that's your expertise. Do you find that people don't focus on that and realize it's something they really need to focus on?
Yes, Monique, here's the problem. The problem is a lot of people that are doing personal brand consulting, they really focus on some elements, but not all of the elements. And so if someone hires a personal brand consultant, it's more than likely that they're going to talk about their logo or their website. But the logo and the website are definitely elements of the personal brand overall, but that's not all it includes. So it's really much more about you as a person, how you fit into and are aligned with your business and your offering to your clients, and also how you're presenting yourself. So one thing we know for sure is that people do business with those they know, like, and trust. And we even see these huge multinational organizations hiring spokespeople or selecting one senior level official or officer to be, quote unquote, the face of the company. So regardless of what product you're selling to your clients, people need to identify with you as a person, have that human connection, and image is a huge part of that because of the level of impact that first impressions have. A first impression is either going to hook or pique someone's interest, or it's going to turn them off. Now, personally, for me, because my background is marketing, I read and I look very carefully at spelling and grammar. And if I'm looking at someone's website and I don't see proper grammar, I'm just going to automatically assume my first impression is that they're not a true professional. And so your image is, of course, your presentation in terms of your wardrobe and what you're wearing, whether you're in person or in a photo online, but it's definitely also every touch point that you have. It could be your website, it could be a social media platform, it could be a presentation you give that's a recorded video. So it's really all, it's one integration across all of these different touch points.
Wow, and that is a lot to have to consider, especially when you're new in business. So when we talk about women who are actually in business or getting ready to go into business, what is the best time for a woman that's in business who's thinking about hiring someone? What would be the best time for them to come see you? Is it when they're starting their business, or is it when they already established their business when they would need to hire you?
That's a great question, Monique. To be honest with you, anytime that you are ready and open to getting to the next level in your business is the right time. I will say it's slightly easier for women that are new in business because they don't have several established habits and routines that they may have to break and start doing things in a new way that's a little bit unfamiliar to them. So for all of the established entrepreneurs, there may be, you know, five things you're doing wrong that you just have to kind of retrain yourself how to do them. Of course, you can overcome that, but it is a little bit more challenging because, say, for example, you've been in business for 15 years and you're used to promoting yourself a certain way or not doing things a certain way, then you have to kind of learn how to retrain your mindset on that. So truthfully, anytime that you're ready and open to getting to the next level is really the right time for you to find some help and hire an expert. But it's definitely a little bit easier for the new entrepreneurs, for sure.
Awesome. Great. What would be your number one personal brand tip for a new woman business owner?
Absolutely. So for women that are new to owning their business, I think the most important thing that you can do is to really hone in on your offering. Whatever product or service that you're selling, really get into the details of what it is, why it's important, who you want to serve, and confirm all of that. The really big problem that a lot of people have when they are running their business is that they don't know exactly what it is that they do, and they don't know exactly who they're helping, or they're trying to help too many people and they really just need to have one specific type of client. So I'll give you an example. So let's say there's, a public speaker that is coaching and training on leadership, on change management, on how to hire, recruit, and maintain top talent. You know, if that public speaker really wants to talk about five different things, and they're trying to reach sales managers and human resource team leaders or team members and people in operations, that's just a little too chaotic. Mm-hmm. A better strategy would be to have one main focus in terms of what the offering is or the area of expertise, and really have one or two main clients instead of trying to reach everyone with your message. Because what we find is that a one-size-fits-all message is just rarely the type of message that really resonates with any audience. Because when you try to reach everyone, essentially you reach no one.
Mm-hmm. And I hear that quite often, that a lot of people struggle in that area of basically trying to find out who their market is or what their market niche is. And you being the expert,
do you find that your clients are resistant to change?
Oh, of course. There's always resistance. And I even went through this because I found that for myself with personal branding when I started out. And this is the real marker of a new entrepreneur. When I started out, I wanted to reach everybody. I'll help people in corporate America. I'll help educators in the school system. I'll help public service officers. I'll help attorneys. I'll help entrepreneurs. I would just help everybody. Mm-hmm. But really and truly, there is so much value when you can have a specialty. And when I think about this, I think about the analogy of a doctor. So if you think about a general practitioner doctor, that person can only charge X amount. But what happens when a client comes to see them, their patient is complaining about maybe, you know, hip pain. Okay, well, that general practitioner is likely to refer that patient to a specialty doctor. And the specialty doctor can command a higher price, and they're going to really get to the true pain and being able to help that patient to resolve their issues much, much better, more efficiently, more faster compared to what a general doctor could do. So there's really a lot of power and a lot of value in having a specialty. And the huge point around resistance usually comes from the fact that if you're saying yes to one group, you're saying no to serving others. And that was one challenge I had to go through with my business. But I learned, you know, the hard way that if you just try to reach everyone, it's not going to resonate with all of those different types of clients that you want to reach. So a much better strategy is to have that specialty. And, you know, it can be hard to just make those decisions and really think about your business. Think about who you serve, think about who you want to work with, who you want to serve, who you enjoy working with, who you enjoy serving, and having the power to think about how easy everything else in your business will just fall in place. Mm-hmm. When you do decide on that specialty or that special ideal client, it just makes everything easier. It really does. And so that's the value of being able to overcome the challenge of just saying, okay, I'm only going to work with this type of client. And yes, you are turning down other business. But what's great is that you are going to be like a magnet to attract the types of clients you do want coming your way.
Wow, that's awesome. Because that makes a huge difference, I think, in different business owners in terms of honing in on what their niche is versus trying to serve everybody. Because again, like you said, you can't serve everybody, but you do need to know what your niche is. And then those people will automatically, you know, flock to you like a magnet. And I believe
absolutely
that there's a fear factor there, you know, that keeps people from wanting to find that particular niche, you know, that fear factor. What do you think about the fear factor of having to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. The fear is definitely there. And, you know, for me personally, you know, before I decided I would just serve only women entrepreneurs, I was working with everybody. And one of the most fun clients I had was a gentleman that was running for Texas state representative. And so I was working with him and it was so much fun. And when I was sitting down, you know, at the table, just really deciding on how I wanted to refine my business, I thought about, you know, the opportunities I'd be turning down and the fear of, okay, well, if I'm not working with men, like, geez, that's, you know, I'm thinking about all of these examples of people that I wouldn't be able to reach, I wouldn't be able to work with and serve. And so the fear of turning down that potential business is always there. But what you have to realize is that the fear is outweighed by the benefit. And the benefit is being able to drink the water, breathe the air that your ideal clients are breathing, and be totally in sync and aligned with them and their problems. And so for me to specialize in women entrepreneurs for my business, almost every single problem that my clients have had, I can look them in the eye and with 100% integrity say, I've been there, I've done that, I've gotten through it, here's our plan, here's what we need to do. So it makes me more relatable to my clients, and that's really one of the main benefits to outweigh the fear of saying no to other potential clients so I can truly say yes to the ones that matter. And so as a business owner, you have to understand one thing very clearly. You are an extension of your business. So if you are investing in your business, then that's a seed you're planting to receive a return on later. And that's something that's so important because I think there are a lot of entrepreneurs that want to be successful. They want to achieve the fame and the income and achieve all of their goals, but they're not willing to go the extra mile in their own business or in their own life. And then they wonder why they don't have as many clients coming through the door that they truly want. So I just really want to share that, Monique, because I think it's so important knowing the value of really investing in yourself so that you can give the best to your clients and customers.
Oh, awesome. I mean, it really sounds like you really, really take the time to coach your clients to specifically where they need to be in their particular market or industry. And that's absolutely amazing because I believe so many businesses out there don't necessarily do that. You know, they worry about numbers more so, you know, quantity versus, you know, quality. And I love that that is such a unique marker about you and distinct personal branding because you have a very, very unique industry. I've looked at your sites and everything that you have to offer. And again, you have a very unique branding. And I want my listeners to know how they can get in touch with you because you have a lot to offer to the world. So if someone wanted to get in touch with you and get your services, how would my listeners be able to do that?
Absolutely. My website is distinctpersonalbranding.com and I'm on Facebook at facebook.com/distinctpersonalbranding and I'm on Instagram at instagram.com/DevereauxWalton.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Devereaux. You have given our listeners such amazing information and great tips and points and strategies on what they need to know about their personal branding. I know you're going to continue to do great things in your industry because you are the expert, especially in distinct personal branding. Thank you so much for staying on the show today. If you would you be willing to come back and share some more insights with our listeners?
Absolutely. I'm always happy to come back and share more stories.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And to our listeners out there, thank you so much for tuning in to Life Strategies with Monique. I do hope and pray that you have picked up a nugget, a tip, or a strategy that has impacted and will change your life for the better.
Hey there, it's Monique with Life Strategies with Monique. I do hope that you got some nugget or some strategy today by listening to Devereaux Walting. She was absolutely amazing. Be reminded that all of her contact information will be in the show notes. So I look forward to seeing you next time.
You've been listening to Life Strategies with Monique.